How far have you traveled in Korea? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after the song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Monday, April 27th, 2026, and we just heard All Day Project with Where You At. Now, you guys, 한국 어디까지 가봤어? 어디까지 가봤니? 어? I wanted to try the whole Connie thing. You know, recently we got to work together, and we hit it off so well. So, you know, trying to promote her as well. But traveling in Korea doesn't equal visiting Seoul or major hotspots like Jeju and Busan anymore. No, it don't. And the data shows it. From coastal towns to mountain regions, Korea's local destinations are finally stepping into the spotlight. Now, in fact, new data from the Culture Ministry shows that more than a third of foreign tourists are now venturing outside the greater Seoul area, and they're staying longer and spending more while they are there. Mm-hmm. Also, in the first 3 months of this year alone, over 850,000 foreign travelers entered Korea through regional airports, skipping major hubs like Incheon and Gimpo International Airport altogether. Meanwhile, rail travel is booming. Nearly 1.7 million foreign passengers used Korea rail in the period, in a telltale sign that visitors are exploring deeper into the country. So, what's driving this shift, you ask? Partly, it's curiosity, driven by the latest K-culture trend, but it's also strategy. The government is actively promoting regional tourism as a new growth engine, turning lesser-known cities into must-visit destinations. The result? A quieter, richer kind of travel experience, one where you trade crowded hotspots for hidden gems. This all fits in so well with our Friday segment, Just Go! Don't it, though? So, tell us about those lesser-known places you want to visit, because in Korea today, the real journey begins once you leave Seoul behind. Keep that in mind. And we have a great song for you guys right now to motivate y'all. It's Blackpink with Go! Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. It is time to refuel you right now if you're out of energy. Or wind you down if you're ready for bed or, you know, just done with work. And bring you some info that you might not have known while you sip on that coffee or tea or beverage of choice. So, maybe we need to make our own way down to this city that's been in the news a lot lately after one very unlikely local celebrity dominated the headlines. And no, y'all, it ain't no K-pop star, no K-drama star, no movie star. It was a wolf. You know, I'll huff and puff and blow your house down, wolf. You know what I'm saying? Meet Nukgu, a 2-year-old escape artist who broke out of Daejeon's O-World Zoo by... No, nobody stole him. Guess what? He dug a hole! Yes, he was safely recaptured 9 days later, but not before becoming someone of a national star. Since his return, Nukgu hasn't gone just viral. He's apparently becoming the city's unofficial good luck charm. Locals are calling him a victory fairy after both the local baseball team, Hanwha Eagles, and the football team, Daejeon Hana Citizen, won their away games almost immediately after his return. Coincidence? Maybe, but try telling that to Daejeon fans. You might get beat up, you know what I'm saying? The internet, of course, is loving it. Memes are everywhere, and one local bakery even jumped on the trend selling Nukgu Bang, which is Nukgu bread, so it's bread shaped like a wolf, which also sold out almost instantly. You might have already heard that Daejeon is a city of bread. As for Nukgu himself, he's back home resting, eating well, and reportedly regaining the weight he lost during his little adventure. No interviews yet, but honestly, he don't need one. No, he a wolf. Because in a world of carefully managed headlines, sometimes all it takes is one rebellious wolf to dig his way straight into the spotlight. All right, good thing he didn't eat nobody, though. So, we have two great songs for y'all right now. We got EXO with Growl, Ududong, and then we have Juliet, Wait Up, Wolf, 기다려 늑대! What the?
K-pop!
Well, Welcome to What the K-Pop. You guys know every Monday we choose a K-Pop song and a phrase of the day from the lyrics to expand our Korean speaking skills. And we're going to go over it with our writer, Karen.
That's
how are you doing?
Right.
It is already almost May.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. End of April. Oh, my goodness. Crazy. This year is just flying by. But I feel like I say this all the time.
I think we say it every year. Every day, pretty much. But it's true because it feels like life is coming to an end, like, in the near future for us, I feel like. Yeah.
With everything that's going on.
Oh, yes.
Around the world.
Did you hear about that one family in, I think it was Louisiana?
No.
The father murdered the whole
family. No. Why are you starting off?
Eight children.
No.
He attempted to murder the mother, but she survived.
Oh, my goodness.
Then he got shot by the police officers.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, things like that.
I'm glad I don't live in a world with guns.
Happening around the world.
Not world, that's the wrong word.
Yeah.
Country.
Country, well, yeah. But I'm sure things like that are happening around the world in other places as well.
Now, I don't want to make this a segue, but I was like, that dude, the appa was very bump on it to kill his kids. Bad way to do a segue for this.
Yeah.
But he was.
Yeah.
Like, who does that?
Well, if he, I mean, you know, he probably has no remorse.
Yeah.
But that's scary. That's scary. He probably had mental issues.
The youngest was 3 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
The oldest was 14.
Okay. Well, we need to clear our minds.
Clear our minds.
Yeah. Because that's not what we're talking about.
He was shameless because that was a song that we used last week to get Bump on Air from N Flying, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Bump on. The name of the title of the song was Bump on. Mm-hmm. And we learned Bump on Air, which is, you know, I mean, in that context, we probably wouldn't say it because it's used more when we want to call someone out when they have no shame in a lighter context.
Yes. Yeah. This was not a light context.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Not a light context. So, for example, when someone like forgot something, but when they don't apologize for it, you'd say, oh, 너무 뻔뻔해.
Yeah.
Or when they're like late and then they don't apologize, you could say, oh, you know, so for people who should know that they've done something minor but wrong, but they act like they're fine. They act like they're not sorry. And they act like nothing's wrong. Then you can say that, oh, that's a little 뻔뻔해.
Like I spoke about my friend last week. Miss G.
Miss G.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys don't have friends like that. And if you do, as you get older, you realize you don't need that in your life. It's toxic. So, you know, the younger us, you're like, oh, no, but there's got to be some good in them. And they can change. The older you get, you realize, no, you need to, like, filter people out.
Yeah.
You don't need all that
let
negativity.
Him go.
Yes. Let him go. And the good ones will come back.
Yeah. Yes. Of course.
Now today.
So
we're going to be learning something.
It's
new.
A different expression, but kind of related because.
Different and related?
Okay. So we learn 뻔뻔해.
Yeah.
And in our skit, someone is going to be 뻔뻔해. But that's not the expression we're going to learn.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're learning it from Seulgi's song. Mm-hmm. Seulgi from Red Velvet, that is. Bad Boy, Sad Girl, featuring B.O.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know this song, actually.
Mm. Yeah, so. I didn't know it either until I heard it. It's a good song, though.
Okay. Mm. Well, let's get our 뻔뻔해 acting going!
You're late again.
I know. Hey, 한 번만 봐줘.
You said that last time.
Okay, but today is a new day.
Ugh, fine. Did you at least bring what I asked you to?
You know, about that? 그게 말이지.
You forgot again? 또?
I forgot. I'm sorry. But 한 번만 봐줘.
Yeah, I reminded you like 5 times last night.
I know.
But you forgot again.
I even put it next to my key so I wouldn't forget, but... 에이, 한 번만 봐줘. 그럴 수도 있지.
아, 나 그거 필요하단 말이야. I told you I needed it today.
I'll bring it next time, I promise.
You better.
I will. Don't worry. Hey, are you gonna eat that, by the way?
Yes, don't touch it.
Come on, just one bite.
No!
Tiny bite? 한 번만 봐줘. I'm so hungry.
No, get your own. Yeah, 너 진짜 죽을래?
Okay, I'm sorry. 진짜 미안해. 한 번만 봐줘. I'll buy next time, okay? I promise. Hey, let me get your thing right now.
Okay, go. 빨리 가서 가져와. 지금 당장. Right now.
Alright, this is Sugi from Red Velvet featuring B.O. Mm-hmm. Bad Boy, Sad Girl.
Yeah, their voices go very well together.
Yes. It's a totally different style, though, from what I'm used to from Red Velvet.
Right? Yeah, so it's from the album 28 Reasons, the first mini album. It's from 2022, and it's Sugi's first solo album.
Okay.
And the lyrics are, you know, they kind of go back and forth.
Okay.
And Sugi's kind of like, oh, you know, I feel like you're not that into me. I can't, you know, I can't believe it. I can't believe that you, you know, you like me. You seem like you're the bad boy. That's why, you know, it's bad boy, sad girl. And then Bio's part, so the guy, he's like, no, no, I know your blood type. I know how tall you are. And I know, like, the memes that you love to you know, look on social media. I know you don't like cucumbers. Like a producer. A producer doesn't like cucumbers.
What is wrong with you? You're Korean.
So I know these little tiny facts that other people might not know about you. So I, you know, I'm interested in you. I know that you like Beyonce. So these are all in the lyrics. So he's like, just, you know, trust me. I like you. I'm not a bad boy.
He actually says, I know you like Beyonce in the lyrics?
Yes.
That's weird. That's like, you just call out a celebrity's name?
I don't know if this is based on, like, real life Sugi's you know, characteristics or personality or
if
not.
It's just for the song.
Yeah, I don't know if it, I don't know, but it was kind of funny because the lyrics are very specific.
Alrighty, so today's word is 한 번만 봐줘.
한 번만 봐줘.
Which is in the lyrics.
Yeah.
And it has, you know, a few different meanings, if you think about it.
It does, yeah. So he says, in the lyrics, he says, 이거 봐 달아. So he's saying, oh, I know you don't like cucumbers. I know you like Beyonce. I know your blood type. I know how tall you are. So I know all these things. I know a lot about you. 한 번만 봐줘. So that's kind of like, you know, give me another chance. I'm paying attention to you. So don't think that I'm this playboy, bad boy type of person. Yeah. Just believe in me. Give me another chance. So he's basically saying that.
The ones that always ask for another chance, they're the bad boys. Because they're going to do it again. They're not really sorry.
I don't know.
They have no remorse.
But when you listen to his voice in the song, does he sound like a bad boy?
See, that's the thing. Real good bad boy, like con artist type of guys, they're good at acting.
That is true.
You got to be very careful.
That is true.
You know, that's how they persuade, you know, other girls. And then they'll have their, you know, girlfriend, and then girlfriend number two have, like, two cell phones where, you know, let's just say I know from experience from somebody I've known.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
can we get
how
an initial?
Do it? How do you have two cell phones and so, know which one to answer and which one to call
that
from?
That kind of makes sense because if you want to be like that, the real bad boy, you have to be very observant
and
you
smart.
Have to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So this does kind of make sense. I know all these things about you, see?
Yeah, you only know it because you're what they say in Korea, 선수.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
A player.
So if you girls are listening right now and you hear like, oh my gosh, I heard so-and-so was a 선수, leave them right away.
Because
they're going to play you and they're going to play you again. Even if they go, I'm sorry, you know, I'm never
going to
do it again.
I know what your favorite group is.
I know what you want to eat tonight.
Yeah, I know how tall you are. I know your blood type. I know where you live.
Oh, that's the worst. I know where you live.
That's kind of scary.
That is scary.
Yeah, so that's what he's saying. He's saying, I'm not really sure if you put bad boy in the title of the song, maybe maybe he really is a bad boy.
Yes.
But in the lyrics, he says, 한 번만 봐줘. And if you take this literally, you could think that, oh, does this mean, can you just take a look once? But that's usually not how it's used. It's used when you want to ask someone to just overlook something or to go easy on something or to just let something slide.
All right, so now we used it in our skit as well.
We did.
Yes.
You were very bonbon, hey?
You made me my friend. You made my friend. Like, she'll be late and like, okay, I know, I was late. Just
so
forgive
what?
Me. But the sad thing is, she wouldn't say forgive me. She's like, oh yeah, I was late. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're always late.
Okay,
everyone's
moving
late.
On, moving on.
Exactly.
You guys should know by now I'm always late.
Huh?
Kind of person.
Oh! I was like, wait, are we still acting? What's going on? Not really. She's
just unapologetic.
Yes. Like, it's not even about being late. Like, if you asked her to do something, like, if it was, like, a birthday party setup thingy, someone's like, oh, can you get the decorations? Can you get the cake? Can you make sure so-and-so is on time?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, they'll be like, oh, in the chat room, like, oh, 나 cake 사는 거 좀 귀찮아서 다른 사람 해주면 안 돼? Like, oh, I don't know if I want to buy the cake today. It's just a hassle. Can someone else get it? I'm like, what? Can you just jump off a building then? Is how I think. I wouldn't want that to happen. You know? It's like, why would you say that? Everyone has their part, their job.
So they have
job.
No filter.
No.
No filter.
They feel like they can do whatever they want, how they want, whenever they want.
Well, that person would not know how to say this because this expression is usually used when you know you've done something wrong and you want to
They'll say it with no meaning behind it. They'll be like, yeah, 한 번만 봐줘. Not like, 한 번 봐줘. Not like, like really meaning it. They're like, 한 번 봐줘. Like jokingly.
Uh-huh.
And it gets to a point where you're like, now I just want to wipe that smirk off your face and pull all your teeth out. That's how
okay.
I feel.
All right. Yeah. So that's, I mean, yeah, I guess you can use it to mean that you're really sorry and apologetic. But if you, you know, you can just say it out of, because you have to.
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have to say it. You should want to say it.
Yeah, but I feel like this kind of expression, it comes because Koreans are, I don't want to generalize, but instead of saying, oh, 죄송합니다, 미안합니다, it's kind of a lighter way to kind of, you know, apologize for something without apologizing.
If they actually said it, though, I've been in situations where, like, I go to, like, meetings or, you know, readings with writers before we go on set, and people are late. But if I'm late, I'm like, oh, 죄송해요, 저, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, 차 빌려가지고.
Because I feel like English is a more direct language. So you,
so we
you
think
know,
in English, so, and then we let it out.
You just, so you
but
say,
Koreans
I'm sorry,
say
but I'm saying, like, it's, I don't know, because I think we have that, we have to save face. So just culturally, it's... You don't want to, not you don't want to, but just apologizing directly up front is kind of something that a lot of Koreans might not want to do. So this is an indirect way of apologizing for, like, you know, those little mistakes that people make, like being late or forgetting something. Yeah. So this would usually be used among good friends. If you're, you know, if you're good friends with someone, if you know someone pretty well, this could be used instead of saying, I'm sorry, I apologize for something, because that might actually feel like there's a distance between us.
Yes. But, you know, when you hear the 한 번만 봐줘 more than 한 번만.
Yeah. Dude, you don't want to overuse it.
Don't overuse it.
And also, you can use this in a more polite sort of way. For example, if you got caught by the police, we do not condone this kind of behavior, but if you were pulled over for maybe just speeding a little bit, maybe you just went over a little bit, you could say, oh, 한 번만 봐주세요. In a very apologetic way, and maybe they'll let you off. Maybe.
Have you ever experienced that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I thought it was like a moment in your life that you've been through.
Not recently.
I would see you like a speeding woman.
Yeah, not recently. No. But I'm trying to think of another example where you might have to use this. It doesn't have to be a speeding ticket, but, you know, some sort of maybe a penalty or fine that you would have to pay, but maybe you could get out of it.
Alrighty, there you guys have it. 한 번만 봐줘, meaning, can you let it slide just this once? I mean, there's other meanings for it, but that's like the main meaning.
Yep.
So a lot of people use it for that reasoning.
Yeah.
And that, you know, when they messed up, if they're late, whatever. And you can use it too. You know, but not like, 한 번 봐줘. Like, don't be angry when you say it.
Yeah, don't like force it upon the other person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most people are like, oh, 한 번 봐주세요. 한 번 봐줘. That's like literally saying, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. And it comes from Seulgi's song featuring B.O., Bad Boy, Sad Girl. So we're going to check out the full song right now as we wrap up our segment. And Karen, we'll see you next week.
Next week.
Alrighty. That was Seulgi featuring B.O. with Bad Boy, Sad Girl. Now let's get a preview of what's to come on KPC this week. Tomorrow we have In Case You Missed It, where you can get all the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news and updates. And on Wednesdays, we devote an entire segment to play your song requests and read out your messages on requests and responses. So make sure to send in your requests throughout the week. And on Thursdays, we have Your Two Cents, where we hear your answers to a weekly question that is posted on our gram at KBS K-Pop. And on Fridays, we have Just Go with Niall, where you guys can drop your guidebooks and just follow along as we travel all across Korea. Now, we also have our daily Smack Coffee or Tea, where we chit-chat about everything and anything that's going on in this world. And you can send in your requests, your answer to our Y2C, comments and suggestions to various ways. There's our gram at KBS K-pop, the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces, as well as our message board at world.kbs.co.kr. And now, time for a song break. Two, in fact. First up, we got Hanlolo, 0+0. And they have AMP with Love Poem. 너는 나를 시인으로 만들어. All right. That was AMP with Love Poem. 너는 나를 시인으로 만들어. Now, how do you listen to our show? Pretty simple. Apps, KBS World Radio, KBS World Radio on Air, and KBS Kong. We're on podcasts as well. Just search K-Pop Connection on Google Podcasts or major podcast apps. We got KBS World Radio website, Shortwave Radio, and YouTube Live. You got to search and subscribe to KBS World English. And while you're there, you can check it to see if you've won by looking up our KPC playlist at world.kbs.co.kr. Screw your mouse to the purple radio on the top right-hand corner on our website, and you'll see K-Pop Connection in the list of programs on the pop-up window. Click on the link to enter our page, and you'll see the playlist tab, and the winners are always on our Wednesday and Thursday playlist. And with that said, we got music to add to your playlist. We got So You with See Through, and then If I with Hazy. Alrighty, that was Hazy Daisy by If I. And now it's time for us to wrap up our show for today. Thank you guys for tuning in and taking us out. We got a song by my man, Park Kyo Shin A.E. Our producer is Chaedong Guan. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.